Awesome. Okay. This is going to be so much fun. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Okay.
The button has been pressed.
Sound is go. Cue the band. All right. Hello, my...
Ah! It's going to go really bad.
No, that's okay. We should start. Well, hello, my little chocopunks, and welcome to our second episode of Behind the Palm. I'm Nikki, your host. Alex was kind enough to let me continue hosting this podcast. He is a merciful God. So I am joined by the lovely Natalie, Alex's right-hand lady, aka the wife. So we're officially formally naming this little podcast Wine Time with Nikki and Nat. Or aka the wife stripes back. So, how do you feel?
Good. I am really, really like the name Wine Time.
I know.
That's like me in a nutshell.
That's my life. I drink and I know things.
Basically.
But yeah. Anyway, so, okay. During the Big Palm, we hung out a lot and stuff, but I never really got to know you a lot. So how did you two meet?
Oh, interesting question. Yeah, I was thinking about that the other day. This is like the first time that me and you have like actually physically spoken since Mind the Palm. We just like Facebook chat and like send memes to each other all the time.
Yeah, that's our main form of communication is by memes.
Yeah.
Yeah, when I found out...
Right.
Yeah, when I found out we had to do the podcast together, like, it made my freaking day. Like, the only downside was that, like, we can't send gifts via for the podcast. So that was kind of the only
we should part. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, well. We'll make up for it. We'll just mentally do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Interesting. How I met Alex. That's an interesting question. How do I answer that question? Well, me and Alex met in 2010. We met in Halifax. I was there for college. And Alex was there working as well. And we just met through mutual friends, I guess, so... And we had both friends that went to the same college and university, and that's how we met.
And you just kind of hit it off?
Friends. Yeah, friends. We made friends together.
Oh God. But how did he pull you into KupoCon?
Did I have a choice? No.
I don't know. Did you have a choice?
I did. Confession number one. I had never played Final Fantasy before I met Alex.
Yeah,
so
that's fine.
The first one I played, I think, the first Final Fantasy I played with when I met Alex was, I think it was 13.
It was 13, awesome.
I remember playing it. Yeah, I think so. I remember playing it at his apartment and I was like, what is this? Like, how do I even play this? I'm a very, eccentric person when I play video games and I think I scared him off a little bit. But in the end, I think it worked out. But anyways, he basically just came up with the idea, and I was like, basically, you're crazy. But hey-ho, guess I got that put in my face, I guess.
Yeah, he showed you, man.
I guess like,
did you think it would actually get this big, or get this popular?
Wow, I mean... He's done loads of events. Like, he still is doing loads of things on the at the same time, but like nothing of this size and magnitude. Is just a lot bigger than I expected it to be, that's for sure. But kudos to him, right?
Awesome. Did you play any other games other than 13, or are you just kind of like...
Oh, this is where everybody's gonna like really hunt me down at the events now. I have tried to play 7 probably what 4 times, and I just can't get through it. I can't do it. There's always something that just comes up. Either, like, I just start running out of time, or I get pregnant, and then it's just like, oh God, like, not this again.
Oh God, Natalie's pregnant again.
Again, not right now. Let's not start a rumor. Okay, we're good right now, but yeah.
But
other than that, I've played 9, 10. I tried 11, I think, once for a little bit, and I didn't really catch on to it. Played 10-2,
yep.
12, 13, 13, 1, 2, and 3, and currently playing 14, and 15, I played 15.
Wait, you play 14?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you tell me?
Who doesn't play 14? You could be playing
on the same server. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
What server are you on? You're on what?
I can't remember. It's actually been like 2 months cool. since I played it because like my script subscription went out and I'm just kind of like, oh man, I'm not ready to spend $15 yet. So
I know the feeling.
Yeah, I've been like really like kind of hopping around with games because I've been playing Pokemon for like a month and then trying to play 6. And then just hopping Final Fantasy VI, and then just kind of hopping around. And then there's like the wedding I have to plan, and
Fun. I know. Yeah.
Yeah, to anyone planning a wedding, like, don't do right it. Now. It's not worth it.
It's not worth it. Just go like get takeout or something, and just thinking you can do it online. So do that.
Yeah.
The dress is worth it.
The dress and the food. That's the only two things you should spend money on. That's the only thing.
And the drinks. Get the drinks.
Yeah. Get that drink going.
Lots and lots of drinks. Mm-hmm. We get along so well.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of unions and marriage and such, how do you feel about the so-called bromance between your husband and a certain other...
Oh, yeah, the bromance. You know, the thing. Oh, bling. Oh, who's that? Alan? Yes, it is. Oh, surprise. Or the, oh, it's like 10 o'clock here, which means it's like 1 a.m. for Alan. But it's okay. He's still online speaking to Alex, sending little emojis and whatnot. It's there. It's true. It's there. It's definitely real. And
How's it affecting?
It's something I have to deal with.
Oh man! Like, how are your kids doing?
They're okay. They're holding up. They they know about Uncle Alan.
Oh. Uncle Alan. Yeah. Oh God. Sorry, Alan. But seriously, your kids are just the cutest thing I have ever seen. Like, I saw on Facebook, like, that little photo shoot of you going, out to the beach.
Went to the beach. Yeah. Yeah,
that was just the
cutest. That's fun.
So adorable. They're all adorable. Oh, my goodness.
Thank you. Yes. Yeah, they're pretty cool. The little one, actually, her name is Riel. And when we were thinking about names for them, mm-hmm. That's where Alex pointed out, because it is actually in 14. I think, if I am correct, it is when you go to get the, correct me if I'm wrong, machinist job, class, thing?
Dark Knight? I have no idea. Like,
there you go. It's Dark Knight, apparently. But anyways, that's the girl you speak to, and I was like, oh, that's a nice name.
Nice.
That's where that came from.
Yeah, I remember when he...
A little bit of history there for you.
Yeah. But I remember when he said that when she had you... when you had her. Oh, my gosh. I think the wine's starting to...
Whoa.
The wine is starting to flow today. But, when you had her, like, he told me the name, and I'm just kind of like, I have no idea what that name is. So, And I had to like quickly like Google it as he was talking about it. And I'm just kind of like, oh yeah, from Final Fantasy 13. Yes. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I didn't know that. Like I feel like it's always a knowledge test whenever I talk to a lot of Final Fantasy fans.
Oh God, me too. I'm like, I really enjoy the games, and I know quite a bit about it now because of KoopaCon itself. But if you ask me about anything about like from like 1 till 6, I don't know much at all. I know, yeah. Like just from seeing all like the Tri-Palm cards, though, I'm getting pretty good at it. But other than that, it's pretty much all up in the air.
Yep.
Oh, one day I'll get around to playing them, but.
Eventually. All right. Well, here's the question we all want to know. Are you going to Palmterio?
Indeed I am.
Oh, very good, good ma'am. Oh.
I will be signing between 1 and 2 p.m. So if you want to come see me, I'll be at the table.
Yes.
Along with the special guests.
Ew.
That was a joke, by the way.
Oh, okay. Like, I thought you were seriously doing it, and I'm like, oh, really? This is so exciting. What are you going to be talking about? What's this about? But, so are you just going to help out like last year, or are you going to be doing anything different?
Well, last year at the Big Palm, I just kind of took lots of photos, like, the day of. I was basically photographer for KoopaCon, but this year I'm hoping to take photos as well, but I'm hoping to help out a bit more in other places too. I feel like I could help out a lot more than I did last year, but I mean, like I said, like, you know, we do pack like what, hundreds of thousands of Tri-Palm cards before the actual event, but nobody knows about that.
Speaking of which, Anything new about the Tri-Palm cards that you can spill the beans about?
Ooh, new? Well, I think that by the time that this video comes out, that the Tri-Palm wrap has already come out.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, the wrap's going to be coming out? Oh no! Okay, no, because... Oh my God, by this time I haven't seen it yet, and I'm terrified because, they asked me to be a part of it, and I'm like, oh God, like, mine was just really, really, it's so cringeworthy. I'm so sorry, guys. I am so sorry. I'm saying that in advance. Oh my gosh.
They asked me to be in it, and I really wanted to do it, but then I just ran out of time. Like, I had, like, 2 days to do it, and I was like, oh God, I had, like, work, and I had the girls and the kids and this and that and the other, and I was like, ah,
yeah,
crap.
Like,
and
I mean, like the day of, kids, I was like, itself, sorry. Is a full-time job, I know. Yeah.
So as far as I know, it features a lot of special people, like behind the scenes people, and it should be really good. I'm hoping that everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about my cringiness. I am so sorry.
We like you.
Like, each time I try to, like, record it, I'm just kind of like, oh my God, why am I doing this? But, and, like, I'm just really excited to see, like, the full thing, like, come full circle. And, like, the combination I had, like, the rap that I had to do was just, like, I don't know, like, it just sounded really weird. Like when I started, like, just the beat with the names, it was just, it kind of got out of sync a little bit. And I'm just kind of like, okay, I'll just kind of go with it. But...
Yeah.
I think I was
I'm sure it'll turn out really good at the end.
Yeah. I think I was overthinking it. So Nerdstradamus does good work. They do good work. So I trust their skills.
Editing
super skills. Their super tech skills. Yeah.
But yeah, Tri-Palm. Yeah. I see a lot of Tri-Palm cards. Yes. Also, you should all know that our daughters are pretty much Tri-Palm masters now. They have all the good cards. Yeah, all the good cards. Okay. They're like stashing them in their bedrooms and under the TVs and all over the place, guys. You have no idea.
And then I could hear, I can imagine Alex going, "Son of a bitch, where is it?
That's pretty much how it is.
Where did they hide it this time?
Yeah. Yeah, they got like all the limit break cards and whatnot, and they're pretty chuffed with it.
Yeah. They are spoiled in a good way.
Yeah. Our 18-month-old's gonna kick your asses.
Probably. Like, I'm horrible at any and all card games. Like, back when...
Do you know what the truth is? I haven't even played Tri-Palm yet. Actually, I haven't physically played a match.
Same. Like, ooh. I only collect the cards because they look nice. Like that was the kid at the playground that traded the Pokemon cards and Yu-Gi-Oh cards and the Magic cards just because, like, I liked how they looked. Not to actually play the game, just to collect them. That's my life.
That's good. That's cool. You were that kid.
I was that kid.
We all know that kid.
Yep.
Oh, dear. Work it out.
True dad. Maybe you can bring the little ones with you.
Oh, we've thought about it, but I think it would be an absolute disaster.
I think it'd be great. Like, I can babysit one of them. Or, okay, maybe. Whoa. Like, I can help babysit. And then I'll teach him all the bad words. And, okay, never mind. Like, cross that out, Alex, because I don't want you to say, "Stay away from my children, Nikki."
That is totally not getting cut out, like, at all.
True. But
that's great.
But, yeah. Oh, okay. So I know you're probably not a cosplaying type, but would you ever consider cosplaying?
I definitely would.
Indeed, indeed.
But I don't know who I would cosplay.
Yeah, true.
And, what was that?
And one thing I love about cosplay is that, like, you can just, like, you can kind of be anybody. Like, I don't know, like, no matter what your, like, hair color is, you can still be, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's crazy, some of them.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
It's crazy.
But, yeah, like, I really want to cosplay, but, like, I'm just gonna wait until, like, things aren't so crazy, probably. Maybe Birmingham. Birmingham.
Ooh, who are you gonna cosplay as?
I don't know yet. Like, well, ooh. Okay, I think I was talking... I mentioned on, like, the community board that I was thinking, like, Pinello. Pinello sounds so awesome, like...
Aww, because, like, that'd be good.
Like, either one's fine. Like, either the 12 or, like, the Revenant Wings one. Either one's really cool, but I don't know if my body's ready for that yet. That, and I don't have time to put it together. So.
There you go.
One day. My dreams will come true, and I will be Pinello.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Did you see, like, I think it was on the community boards that, like, I forget what her name was, but she's planning to dress up as Garnet in the evening and then Fran during the daytime. Her Fran cosplay was awesome. Like, for some reason, the photo wasn't there, but I loved it. It was so, she's so pretty. Yeah, like...
No, I did see that. I did.
Yeah, I know. Lovely. So in case you're listening, like, Fran Lady, you are gorgeous.
Fran Lady.
And yeah, you are the freaking bomb, and I'm so excited to see you, like, this coming year. So, such excitement.
Yeah. Do it. Do the Fran.
Do it.
So, what about this whole Birmingham cinema thing? Are you in on that?
Yeah. Oh,
you coming?
If I'm going to Birmingham, then yes, I will definitely go see that beautiful cinematic event. Yeah, mostly because like I probably got through like the first chapter of 15, and like I don't know, it's kind of hard to get into it because I heard that it's a lot easier to understand if you watch the like movie beforehand.
The movie. Yeah.
So, like, I'm actually thinking about just waiting until that time because, like, I'm too lazy to actually, like, get the movie myself because I'm lazy as shit. But, all right, since Overlord Alex wants to put the kibosh on our fun, I suppose we should end it for tonight.
So, this is, yes.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Nat. I'm so
thank
glad we could actually
me.
Finally chat, other than shooting gifts at each other.
Yes, indeed.
So,
however, it is very fun to do this, so.
Yes, we should actually do this more often, so. Like, get yourself a Skype account. Yeah.
I will.
So, that concludes our episode of Behind the Palm. I'm your host, Nikki, and Jussie.